praise God, and put your faith in God and be determined, be positive, be fixed before God in the world. And let the world and let the devil and let everybody else know that you're going to take a stand and put your trust in God and not in the flesh. Listen to this scripture, Psalm 31, 19 and 20. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. My boy, I tell you, there ain't no scripture in the Bible I love any better than that one. How great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee. Where? Behind the bedroom door? Just in your house? Just in the church? No. God says, get out here and let everybody know you're trusting in me before the sons of men. Let the world know you're trusting in me. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hey, king! Old buddy! Boy, that's something. Talking, one of them fellas can take your head off and throw you in a fiery furnace, and you don't have no Supreme Court, no Civil Rights Commission, or nothing to go before. Man, nowadays, you can stand out here bold as a peacock. Any little old penny-waist delicate thing now could say no. But I'll tell you right shortly, the Antichrist is going to be here, and it's going to mean just what it did to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to say no. It's going to mean a guillotine or a dungeon or a torture chamber or banishment. But the Bible says here, God's goodness is laid up for them that'll trust in him before everybody. Let the world, your neighbors, your family, everybody know I'm trusting God. Hallelujah. The Lord says, I've got something good laid up for you. Praise God. He said, also, I'll hide them in the secret of your presence from the pride of man. You'll keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. If we'll put our trust in God and proclaim it, everywhere I'm trusting the Lord to give me deliverance. I'm trusting God to heal my body. I'm trusting the Lord to save my family. I'm trusting the Lord to provide my needs. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Well, if we're going by our feelings, you're not going to pray very much, folks. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, the Holy Ghost said, pray without ceasing. How are you going to do it if you go by your feeling? You won't. You won't pray very much. Jesus said in Luke 18, 1 and 2, that he spake a parable to them to this end, that men always ought to pray and not to faint. We need to pray. That's the reason so many faint-hearted Christians, so many worldly Christians, they don't pray. A person who really prays can't be worldly. It's impossible to live worldly and have a real, exemplary, scriptural prayer life. Prayer is a wrestling match with the devil. I'll tell you, when you really get down to rock bottom praying in the Holy Ghost and you have victory over the flesh, the world, sin, and the devil, Ephesians 6, 10 and through 12 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You're in a wrestling match when you get in real prayer. Now you get out when he's here, now lay me down to sleep, pray dear Lord my soul to keep. All that kind of whining, that ain't no praying. That's for children. It's all right to teach your children to pray. Parents down get, oh Lord, thank you for blessing us. I'm so sleepy, I'm about to die. And fall over in bed. No wonder no people don't have enough of victory to... They couldn't run off one a demon if he wasn't no bigger than a fly. Lord have mercy. Prayer is a wrestling match with the spirits of darkness. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. These are demons he's talking about. Against spiritual wickedness and high places. That's in churches and government and homes and everywhere else. God says they're there. You've got to wrestle with them in prayer. And in that same chapter in verse 16, Ephesians 6, he goes on. He says, praying always with all supplication and prayer in the Spirit. You've got to pray in the Spirit or you're not going to whip that. You're not going to win that wrestling match in the flesh. You're not going to pray if you go by feeling. You're going to have to pray because God said to pray, so therefore you get on your knees and pray. You're not going to fast very much if you go by feeling. You won't fast a meal a week. if you go by feeling. Because your feeling is you're going to get hungry. And your stomach's going to growl. And your feeling's going to tell you that if you don't eat, that you might get sick. Well, the thing about it is more people eating themselves to sickness than there is fasting themselves into sickness. I haven't seen nobody sick from fasting. Oh, you might get nauseated. I'm talking about having disease or, you know, something that really an affliction. No, fasting will drive them afflictions out. The devil knows it. So the old flesh says, now, I know somebody that died doing that. Well, I'd like to find him, praise God. I had some old crank to tell me at the funeral one day. I preached a funeral, and one old codger knew I believed in divine healing. He took me over, and he showed me a grave. He said, "Preacher, here's somebody here died trusting God." I said, "Come here, buddy." I said, "Look here." I counted and counted and counted and counted. I said, "Hey, here's about 100 or 2 over here that died trusting the doctor. Praise God. About 200 to 1. That's really great, isn't it?" Well, here's a feller died trusting the doctor. He didn't have trust in God. He didn't have faith in the Lord. He did it one time, a great king of Judah named Asa, in 2 Chronicles 16. And the Bible said that his old heart was lifted up with pride. And God sent a prophet to him to rebuke him. In 2 Chronicles 16 and 9, and here was the rebuke of the prophet. "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." That's who God shows himself strong to. People whose heart is perfect toward him. Said, "Herein thou hast done foolishly. From henceforth you will have wars." And Asa was wroth with the seer, that's the prophet, and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage because of this thing. Now listen to what happened to him. The curse came on him. Verse 12, "And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians." And the next verse says, "He died." As a fellow died trusting the physicians. If he'd have sought to the Lord, he could have got victory. But the Bible said he wouldn't seek to the Lord because of the pride of his old heart. Let me tell you, folks, you can't seek God and trust God unless